Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. Welcome again tonight to Blog Talk Radio and Divine Connection. We want to stay divinely connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to keep a prayer life that God can bless and we can have communion with him and he can speak to us and we can speak to him and we can be available for service to pray and intervene and intercede and war on the behalf of his people and on behalf of ourselves, keeping the faith in Jesus Christ. We don't want to lean to the arm of flesh, but we must look unto God as the author and the finisher of our faith. What a mighty God we serve. We thank him, glory to God, for being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and for giving glory to him for favor, for mercy, for grace, for favor, for the anointing, for the whole armor of God, and for being able to be in his presence, to call upon his name and have the confidence to know that he's going to answer. We thank God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. There is none like him. We thank him for the promises of the Lord that add it rich and make it no sorrow. We thank him, glory to God, because he is so awesome. We thank the Lord Jesus because he many times answered before we even call. There is none like him. We thank God, glory to God, he is so worthy to be praised. So we bless the Lord, and we want to just give him glory for who he is, not for what he can give, but who he is for loving us so and first loving us and gave us that love to love him back with. Oh, we bless him. We thank him every day for our life and our health and our strength and activity, our limbs and sound mind for food and clothing and shelter, things we cannot take for granted these days because of so much is going on in the cosmos and in this world that we cannot take it for granted. So we should worship him every day in spirit and in truth. We wake up glorifying him for giving us another day. Go to bed thinking of him for the great the things that he's blessed and brought us through that day. Even if it's been a challenging time or trying time, he brought us through and brought us out. And even the things that might be still lingering there, we have a God that said he'll work all things together for good for those that love him and call according to his purpose. And teaching us how, as he said in Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord and be of good courage and he'll strengthen our hearts. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we bless him for having those benefits, glory to God, that he will move on our behalf. And thank him for his mercy and grace that he forgives us in the midst of our shortcomings and glory to God, the things that we may not do and line up and align ourselves up that day. And even though we may see error in so many others, help us never to get to that place we're always looking at the mote in somebody else's eye and don't see the 2x4 in ours. Let us never get to that point that we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we have to bring ourselves in a place to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he'll do the exalting. So he said if we exalt ourselves, he's going to bring us to base. And we don't want the Lord to humble us. We hear people saying, about God, humble me. No, he's requesting that you humble yourself, because if he has to do it, we're going to suffer many things unnecessary, because that means pride is there, high mind is there, rebellion is there, or stubbornness is there. So we don't want that to be said. So we want to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And he knows that we have an enemy to contend with. He did too. But nevertheless, he says, submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he'll flee. That's what it says in Peter. But we got to condition ourselves to be in a place that we pray, seek out the face of the Lord, make sure we examine ourselves daily, as Corinth said, to make sure that we're in the faith. And in the meantime, as he told Peter, when you have been converted, then you can strengthen your brother. So the more we submit ourselves, pray and seek out the face of the Lord, allow him to transform us on the inside, then we can be there to pray and intercede and be effective in our prayers. Because he said the effective fervent prayers of the righteous man does avail much. But in the meantime, if we don't, that means we become an infection. That means we're transmitting things that could cause, glory to God, someone else to have more challenges or problems or putting stumbling blocks in that way. And that he told us not to do. So we need to have a prayer life so we can be able to commune with the Lord and he can commune back with us and we can keep covenant with him. And then when we pray, we can know that our prayers can be answered. Sometimes we're having such a committed life to him, sometimes before glory to God, we can even think it good. Whatever we're going through, the Lord is already working it out and he'll be able to answer that thing. And while we're sacrificing in prayer for other people, God is moving around to happen. Because if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. And glory to God, as we put his business first, glory to God, then he'll take care of ours. So we thank God for the power of prayer and thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace, for his loving kindness, and how he's teaching us to walk in that manner also. Praise God. I just want to read some scriptures that are saying confidence in the force, the spiritual realm. Then I'm going to read a little small reading to you, and then we're going to prepare to go into intercession because we have some things that tonight, as we were hearing on the news and stuff like this, this man has gone out, and we know behind it is the enemy, but also set up by the enemy, but also the vessel being used to promote ISIS or whatever, when the man going to plow through whoever the people are at the university, and they're going to come out with a butcher knife and stabbing everybody he can. And so they don't care about their lives. The only thing is, all they want to do is get their point across and do whatever to bring fear and challenges and set the stage up for more heartache and disappointment and some of the things that the enemy has been doing and people being just downright silly during the holidays and lives are being lost and things that are transpiring. We need to pray like we never prayed before. And so many of the things that we're praying about, we need to keep it moving, just like it was with when the John the Baptist had an assignment from the Lord. He did not move from his post. He stayed on his post. He talked about being the people for to repent and glory to God. And he was the forerunner for Jesus Christ, and he stayed out on there, repent and be baptized. He pushed that until, glory to God, his time ended on this earth realm. So whatever it is that God has assigned us, we got to be faithful, stay on our post, and be persistent. So prayer is much needed. Praise God. We have to continue to keep our confidence in the Lord and not allow fear to overtake us. The Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Proverbs 3:26. We say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. Hebrews 13:6. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. Psalms 27:3. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 23:4. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 1 John 5:14. We know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. And in the way love is made complete among us is so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. 1 John 4:16-17. Such confidence as is our through Christ Jesus before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our completeness is from God. Our competence is from God. 2 Corinthians 3:4-5. But if you can try telling and praying tonight. Dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2:28. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Hebrews 4. We continue to hold fast to faith and hold fast to the promises of the Lord, and no glory to God. When we pray, we believe that we receive, and we will not be moved, and we're going to stay focused and not waver because of what's going on around us. I'll read this last little reading on the notes that we're going to begin to pray, and we're going to be praying, of course, this murdering demon, this attack, somebody got whatever ISIS or any other demonic force that the enemy is plotting in the minds of people, praying for our youth, praying against praying for our nation, praying for this president, praying for glory to God, leadership in our churches. Pray glory to God for some families. Pray God, even in the situation with the homeless, and even those things that are going on in the body as well as outside the body with illness and sickness and disease. Amen. Worrying becomes a fixed habit with peace and calmness and assurance. Find but little room in their lives. The cure is trust. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. He will work it out. If you find yourself worrying, take your eyes off the trouble, problem, the situation, and look up to the hills where your help comes from the Lord, the author and the finisher of your faith. Trust in him. Worry depresses, discourages, and weakens you in your faith. Cast all your cares on the Lord Jesus. He wants to be more than the Christ of the crisis. There is no mumbling, there is no murmuring in the trust. Put it all in God's hands. God's way is the best way. He has a better way. He is omnipotent, omnipresent. So let us trust and let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, rule and abide in us. Praise the Lord. So as we are praying for ourselves and others, we can't allow the spirit of the enemy to cause us to lose our confidence in the Lord as well as one another. As we pray, we can't afford to let fear come in, discouragement and depression, oppression, all the things that we're hearing and seeing. As we pray, we got to pray firmly with the desire and the knowing that God is going to move, and regardless of what we see, what we feel, we walk by faith and not by sight. So I just pray for the warriors to be encouraged and keep the confidence, keep the faith. Continue to rest in the Lord. Continue to cast the cares. Because even when we pray for others, we're wearing it on our hearts and whatever like this. We're giving room for the enemy for worrying and not having the confidence that we need to for God to move. So we got to be on one accord, because he says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So we want to walk in confidence and know, glory to God. God has a plan, and the timing, glory to God, may not be our timing, but he's still on time. So we bless the Lord. So his ways and our ways are different as far as heaven and earth are than our ways and his thoughts. So we just have to trust him, keep our eyes fixed on him, know that he got the better plan, and know, glory to God, he's working it out for our good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. We're going to get ready to open up in prayer and open the line just for a few, find out what warriors are on the line for prayer tonight. Mother McCormick, you there?
Yes.
Yes, Mother Willett, you there? Minister Willett?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Minister Willett and Evangelist Brenda, you there? Mother Freeman, are you there? I can't tell. Is that you have some? Someone has some noise in the background. The TV on or something's on. Hello.
Every year we have on average 3 to 4 women.
Okay, we'll play for Mother Freeman.
Okay, Mama, do you have your TV on or something? Because it's coming through the phone. Do you have that on? Would you turn it off, please? I'll definitely pray for Ruth. Okay, Mother McCormick, you're on the line, right?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, then Sister Brenda, you're on the line?
Lenny Freeman.
Okay, Mom, I have you. Minister Willett, you're on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm trying to see who else is on the line. Who else is online? Okay. Well, all right. Mother Willett, the Lord has really been blessing you to really pray for our churches, the ones that stuff like this need to come in together, need to the forgiveness, and then we want to pray for those that, after you finish with that, for unity and tearing down some strongholds, then pray for those to encourage those hearts that are standing firm on the gospel and working to fulfill God's will. So if you would pray for that, my sister, Mother McCormick, if you would, when I say in churches, also for the leadership, Mother Willett. So, Sister McCormick, would you pray for people that are going through an illness and sickness and whatever? And who else did I say was online? We'll start with that. And Freeman, we'll get back with you as soon as we do the regular prayers that we cover. Then we'll get back to those things that concerning the prayers that people that have prayer requests. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up at first, and then I'm going to let Mother McCormick and then Mother Willette go ahead and come after me. So I'll open up now in prayer. So hold on just a minute. Praise God. And I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, and then I'll just cover this demonic force that's with these spirits that are loosening the land and the enemy trying to run havoc with bringing fear with this spirit, Lord, that got a murder and whatever else is ISIS trying to pull, and praying for those doors to be closed. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude. We come to glorify and magnify your name, because there is none like you. When we come before you, God, we come in confidence. We come in boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We come, glory to God, now to give you glory, to give you praise. You are in charge. You are omnipotent. I'm not present. God, you're the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you know all things. So, God, we're not going to be fretted and fearful about what the enemy is doing and what he's pulling. But, God, help us to get our eyes fixed on you and line our life according to what your word is saying. God, I pray, Lord, with you, God, that you'll forgive us for every sin, every transgression, every area in our lives that we have not complied to what you have required of us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the power of forgiveness, and we thank you, Lord God, for the gifting that you placed on the inside of us. We thank you, Lord, for our prayer life. We thank you for the love that you've given us, that we can love you back and love your people. In the name of Jesus, God, we're thanking you, Lord God, that we're leaning on you and trusting in your word. We're not leaning to the arm of flesh. We're trusting that you will touch a man's heart. You said that you can turn the king hearts like a river. So God, no matter what man feels or thinks or do or whatever, you gave them free. You gave them freedom of choice. But God, there are things that you allow and you will do, Lord God, to get us in line with your word. So God, help us, Lord God, to make sure that no matter what's going on, we're gonna give you glory and give you praise. We're gonna give you the honor that's rightly due you. Right in the midst of our dilemmas and right in the midst of our mountaintop situation, you said, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." So God, we just bless you tonight. We give you glory. We thank God for Jesus. We thank him that he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's our counselor, our Prince of Peace. He's our advocate. We can go to him, glory, and thank him for even interceding on our behalf. So, God, we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And, God, as we come before you now, we come against all the satanic and demonic forces that running like, glory to God, running rapid across the land with the spirit of murder and people that don't have no regard for people's lives. We know these are spiritual wickedness and principalities and foul and unclean spirits, glory to God, that the enemy is possessing and oppressing people and causing them to do all kind of hideous things. Even the spirit, glory to God, that come up against that university with this spirit of with this man just jump out, glory to God, and stabbing those people and hurting and just, glory to God, doing things, whatever came to mind and whatever been programmed by ISIS or whatever spirit is out there. And not only in that case, but so many cases where people are coming in and doing things, or if they're coming against the children at school or riding over to God and running down the road and running into crowds of people at different events or whatever the enemy is telling them to do, because they're trying to get their mission across or trying to get recognition or being a copycat or whatever. All the hideous crimes that the enemy is doing, even in the drug trafficking, and lives are being lost and things that are being going on in the spirit of human trafficking, others, glory to God, that are putting things in their system or they're someplace committing suicide or on drugs or on, glory to God, the high depression or oppression or bitter or angry or frustrated. And what we know where those forces come from. We know where those spirits come from. So we pull down those forces down in the name of Jesus. We come against rebellion and stubbornness. We come against all that, the satanic forces that will cause people minds to go off in some area, and they got to have revenge, or they have to, glory to God, have glory to God, trying to get back at another person because they're feeling this way or that way, or my husband done left, or my friend done left, or this and that walked out of me, so now I'm going to just kill the family. I done lost, glory to God, all my resources. I don't have a job anymore. I lost my home. I lost that. And whatever the enemy is planning, there's no need to have me suffering or my family suffering. The devil is alive, the blood of Jesus. And what right do they have to even? It's one thing to take their lives, but they just take other family members and other ones and children off because they're so angry and frustrated and think this is the best way, or the enemy telling you, we don't want them suffering. It's a lie from the pit. It's the devil in the name of Jesus. So we tear down those forces of the enemy that's bringing destruction in the name of Jesus, bringing despair, bringing people going out in that place, going out there, bringing harm and murdering, dismembering different people and getting all kinds of things over to God, where their hearts are oppressed and depressed and suffering, and but don't want to even call on the Lord. Even somebody in the body of Christ now, where the enemy is fooling them to turn away from the Lord and too much, and we need to check out. And so they're trying to commit suicide, and some being successful. Others, glory to God, are doing things, glory to God, to themselves and bringing harm. We know, glory to God, it's a praying time like never before. But we still notice on Satan and all his cohorts, all the things, glory to God, that he's setting up to bring fear, to bring torment, and to make people feel hopeless and helpless, like there's no way out of no other. But God, we know, glory to God, the answer is Jesus Christ. The answer, glory to God, is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that already paid the penalty, already paid the price, already said that we can have abundant life. Told us that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. You want to steal lives. You want to steal joy. You want to steal peace. You want to steal peace of mind. You want to steal, glory to God, whatever you can. You want to steal your finances. You want to steal, glory to God, from your home. You want to steal your families. Whatever he can do, glory to God, hallelujah, trying to discredit God or try to bring doubt and unbelief or try to make it look like there is no other way. Want to cause people to look to other gods and idols and everything else but Jesus Christ, where the power is, where deliverance is, where healing is. Hey, hallelujah. But God, we thank you, glory to God, that we do believe in the power of prayer. We know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. You are a savior. You've already carried all these pains and agony and suffering and everything, glory to God, to the cross, to the Calvary. And God, you've already taken the keys from the enemy, even the keys of death, glory to God. You've already been raised up, glory to God, and sitting at the right hand of the Father. And God, you send back a comforter to us. You send, glory to God, the power of the Holy Spirit. You gave us, glory to God, the power and authority to bind, to loose, and to curse, and to cancel things in the name of Jesus. You gave us the power, glory to God, to be able to speak those things of not as though they were. So we're speaking life now. We curse and cancel that death demon, that spirit, glory to God, that's coming to rob and steal and coming up even in some of our homes and coming into the church house, the blood of Jesus. We bind you up, Satan, command you to loose your hold and go back to the dry place from which you came. We pray an awakening for the church to wake up in those power of prayer, what we need to pray and intercede and do, glory to God. We're thanking you, Lord God, for your love. God, I'm praying that eyes will come open and ears will come open so that way they can be able to know that there's a God on the throne and he is concerned and he wants to heal, and he wants to deliver. He wants to set people free. He wants to raise them up. He wants them to know there's a better way. They don't have to, glory to God, choose that way, glory to God, to give up their lives and to destroy others. God, we're praying, glory to God, against the force of the enemy that got people's minds so twisted, and glory to God, they want to proclaim, glory to God, who their idol is and what they feel, glory to God, is right, and what they think, glory to God, hallelujah, it is the right thing to do with the demonic and what it is to destroy lives. Whatever it is the enemy has spoken to them or said, God, we pray a deaf ear to all this destruction and this and the spirit of confusion and chaos. And God, even those, glory to God, that are already plotting through witchcraft and other things and go out drilling and tormenting people so that way they can fulfill their calls and what they want done. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, glory to God, for healing. I pray, glory to God, there's time for a change and transformation. God, I pray, glory to God, for salvation. I pray for deliverance. I pray for healing and wholeness. I pray for awareness. I pray, glory, I've taken out hearts of stone, putting in hearts of flesh. I pray for people to come across their family. I pray, glory to God, for the spirit that rebel and stubborn against what God's word is saying, what truth is and what morally good things ought to do. We're praying against those things, glory to God, that will cause people, glory to God, to reject you and reject what's right and want to take on, glory to God, those things that are evil and want to take on those things that are for itching ears and pleasing the flesh. Hallelujah. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we are speaking, glory to God, that you will bless. I pray for a spirit of repentance, a spirit of conviction, of repentance, and a change, and want help, and those that can get help. Praying, glory to God, that we'll be an awakening, a people that awaken so we can pray and we can be in place and we can be able to do what God called us to do. We pray for our blood covering, for those that are standing and preaching and teaching and reaching and trying to get the word out and standing in the gap, God. We pray, God, for our blood covering. We cancel every assignment of the enemy that will come against the prayers of the righteous and come against, glory to God, the anointed. We cancel that assignment now. We bind up the enemy and bind him up and command him to be loose from his assignment against, glory to God, the power of prayer. And those that are standing, glory to God, all they know how, keep them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we praise you, we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Mother McCormick and then Mother Willette. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mother Willette is there?
I'm here, darling. I was waiting on Mother McCormick.
Okay, Mother McCormick, can you hear me? Did your phone go out, Mother McCormick? Okay, Mother Willette, until we can get her back, see her number up there. I don't know why she can't hear right now.
Okay, and I want to thank you for praying for me the other day for my vocal cords, and I'm still, praise God.
Oh, my God. I just realized that you're just as clear tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I'm just thanking and praising God for great healing in that area and for others that are going through with that. But we'll pray for, you said, for the leadership in the church and for the body of Christ, right?
Yes, for the body of church. The division and confusion and all that, and then go also and pray for the encouragement after you pray for them. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. All right. Thank you. Hallelujah. Almighty and everlasting Father God. Dear Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father God, I thank you that you are God all by yourself. I thank you that you are the living God, that you are sovereign, that you are El Shaddai, our all-sufficient one. I thank you, Lord God, because yet there's nothing that take you by surprise. Oh, Lord God, I just worship you. I bless you and I thank you. And I'm being put in remembrance where you said that let supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all those that are in authority, that they might lead a quiet and a peaceful life and in all godliness and in honesty. So, Father God, in accordance with your word, we're lifting up the body of Jesus Christ. And we're praying for the leadership within the body, knowing, hallelujah, that we are your people. We are the sheep of your pastor. You are, hallelujah, the bishop of our souls. Hallelujah. You are, hallelujah. You are our inheritance, O God. And we worship. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. In Christ Jesus, we come against distractions, Lord God, and interference, even now, Lord God, that's coming against the body of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that your word teach that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and by your stripes that we are healed. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rises against the body falsely shall be condemned according to your word, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you do have good leaders in the body of Christ. Now, you've taught us in your word, Heavenly Father, to beware of false teachers, because some had crept into the house of God, had crept into the body, Lord God, unaware and leading people astray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But God, in Christ Jesus, we pray right now, Lord God, for the body of Christ, especially for those that hold office of leadership, those, Lord God, that are in office of apostles or prophets, Lord God, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we need God-fearing men and women that's going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and not back down because of interference or opposition, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of confusion, oh God, because you're not the author of confusion. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and I pray right now, oh, God, that you give us this mind, oh, God, a mind like Jesus, oh, God, and let the character of the living God be developed on the inside of each born-again believer in the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we seek you because you are the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. You're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, oh, God, that you, Lord God, raise up your people, oh, God, within the body of Christ, and let them begin to be bold and preach that gospel, oh, God, that will cause and challenge, Lord God, the hearers to say, God, I yield unto you. I come to you, Lord God, help me to live for you day by day. Oh, God, we pray that the ears of the believers, oh, God, those in office, leadership position, that their ears be open, oh, God, to your word, oh, God. And we pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you send your message, oh, God, to your servants, oh, God, and let them preach it on the housetops. Let them preach it, oh, God, in the ears of those that are willing to hear. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God. We need people, Lord God, that's going to lead people, Lord God, to you. Not, Lord God, puff up themselves, oh, God. So we cast down those spirits, oh, God, that try to rise up within the body. We're having people to look at individuals. We're not concerned so much about the individual, but, God, we want to get people to you. Because we know that, Lord God, that they'll get the help that they need if they just get to you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and bind up every way that's not like you. And we cast down every imagination, every thought that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you rebuke every hindrance in the name of Jesus. And according to your word, you give us authority over the devil. So we rebuke every hindrance, every distraction, every disturbance, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we command the enemy to loose your people. In Christ Jesus' name, God, I just pray, oh, Lord God, that people desire to turn their hearts back to you. They see the condition that the country is in. And, Lord God, you said in your word that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, oh, God, and that you said you will hear from heaven and you will heal the land and forgive their sin. So, God, we pray, oh, Lord God, that you will have mercy upon the body of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh, God, as we seek after you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're teaching us day by day. We need, Lord God, leaders, Lord God, that's going to teach people more about you. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bind up, Lord God, these coughs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, Father God, we want to grow. Hallelujah. We want to teach people in such a way that they grow and they increase in the knowledge of you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that the blood of Jesus is already against every distraction against the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up the people of God everywhere, all over the world. Help us, God, to seek after you and have an opening ear to what you have to say, and let us share that word in Jesus' name. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. We give God the glory as the Lord touch you. Throw continuously in your sacrifice to do what God has called you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mother McCormick, are you on now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We didn't hear you earlier. Yes,
okay.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come just thanking you, Lord God, for all things. Lord, we come asking you to forgive us for all our sins and wrong that we have done. Lord, we pray that you will look down on your people right now, Lord. Look down on those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. Father God, there's so much is going on, so much sickness is going on in the world today, God. But we know, God, that you said with your stripes that we are healed. So, God, we claim healing and we believe it right now in the name of Jesus because we know that all power is in your hands, God. We know that you are the only one that can bring forth healing. And so, God, as people walk, God, give them the mind to seek your face. Give them the mind to look to the hills from which coming their help, knowing all their help comes from you, Lord, knowing that you are the one that's able to put the healing in their body, Lord God. We know that we go to the doctors, and we know that the doctors know this and that, but we know that if any help going to come, it's going to come from you, Father. So, God, we pray that they will get their minds on you, Lord, and seek your face, God, and call on your name in a time like this, Father. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. God, we pray for those that have different kind of diseases because there's so much different kinds of sickness out there in the world today. But we know, God, that you said they tricked to cast all our cares upon you, for you cares for us. And you told us in the world to lift, you told us in the word to lift our eyes unto the hills from which come in our help. And we know all our help comes from you today. So, Father, we pray for the sick. We pray for those that's down in out in beds and those that's in hospitals and those that's not able to do for themselves today, God. There's so much sickness, so much is going on. But, God, we bind up the hands of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus because he has no authority over the people that's sick. Because we know, God, 2,000 years ago, God, you said with your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, as they walk in the newness of you, as they believe in your word, because you sent your word, God, to heal us all in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you for it, Father. We just give glory and honor for your people, Lord God, and we pray for them all everywhere, God, one by one and name by name, Father. God, you knows their hearts and you knows their mind and you knows what they stand in the need of. You know the things that they are going through, Father. God, keep them, Lord God, in a day and time like this. Let them know, Heavenly Father God, that all power is in your hand. Let them know, God, that you are able to give them the strength to go through the things that they are going through in their sickness right now, Father. Father, we just ask you right now to have mercy on people right now, Lord. Let them know, Heavenly Father God, that the called on you, just continue to cry out and call on you, Lord Jesus, that you will answer you, that you will come and answer them, and you will work out the situation that they are going through right now, Father, in their bodies. Oh, Father God, we pray for those that have blood pressure, those that have cancer, and those that have problems of diabetes, those that have all these different kinds of disease, arthritis, and there's so much, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But we ask you to just continue, Lord God, to let them know you love them, you care for them, and you're right there beside them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, work it out right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that you said in the word of God that look to you and call on you and trust in you and lean not to our own understanding. But all our ways acknowledge you that you would direct the path. So, God, as they go through, God, as people go through it, as they're going through sickness in their bodies, search their heart, God, and give them strength, Lord God. Let them know you see them. Let them know, God, that you're able to help them to overcome the sickness that they're going through. It may be a lot of suffering that they're going through, but, God, let them know after they suffer a while that you, Lord God, will bring them out victorious, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, God, and we just say we bind up the hand of the enemy and we plead the blood on him right now that he has no authority. Oh, people that's going through their sickness, people that's going through the disease, all kind of sickness and disease that they may be going through right now, we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now in the name of Jesus, and we're going to call it done, and we're going to speak it, and we're going to believe it. It's already done and well right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. Did Evangelist Deacon ever come online? Praise the Lord. Are you there? Mother Alexander, are you online? Praise the Lord. Evangelist Kincaid, tonight, would you, do you mind praying for our youth tonight? Can you hear me? My prayer warrior's not speaking up tonight. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to carry right on. Bless the Lord. I'll find out whether one of the other sisters on for the for our youth. But I'm going to take one of these prayer vigils, and we're going to pray for our United States of America, and we're going to pray for our armed forces. So I'm going to read that prayer out real quick. Bless the Lord, because we do need those covering. It says, for the United States, you are the light of the world, and the city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. As we pray and stand in the gap on their behalf, we want our light to shine so we can stand and bind up the forces of the enemy that has the miracle which was founded on in God we trust. And so many doors have been opened that the enemy is coming with so many idols and so much confusion and chaos. God, we are praying against those doors that have been opened that cause America to not want to acknowledge you as God. Want to take prayer out of school, want to take even the prayer of the commandments from out of the courthouse. We want to take every area that has something to do with God or with Jesus Christ. We bind up the forces of the enemy to cause people to be rebellious and stubborn and cause them to want other idols and other gods and don't want to acknowledge the true and living God. We pray, glory to God. We thank God for the United States of America, a city that has been set on the hill by your hand of purpose. God bless America, the land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the light from above. Guard our country, Lord, so that the forces of wickedness and immorality will be destroyed within its boundaries, and the standards of the holiness will be raised up for all to see. Strengthen the bars of our gates, O Lord. Bless our children. Send forth your commandments to our land so the people will hear and your word and be glad. You have not dealt with our country, O Lord, and I thank you and praise you. Stay your hand of judgment. Lord, lead your people to pray for the nation and to help the people to realize that our country has been established one nation under you. If those who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. Thank you for calling. Thank you, glory God. And we give God the praise. We ask you, Lord God, as we pray for repentance and conviction upon those people, glory to God, that are part of the United States, that you opened doors and gave us, glory to God, to be a land of freedom. And God, you want us to have freedom in Christ Jesus. You want us to be able to acknowledge you and to give you glory and to give you praise. So many have gone astray. So many have called upon other gods. So many have turned their backs. And so many, glory to God, don't want to acknowledge, glory to God, the true and living God. But God, we are praying for the heart of man to change, for their hearts to turn back to you. We're praying for those that never knew you, that their heart would be open and come into the knowledge of the truth of who Jesus Christ really is. God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And even in this time, even though your hand, glory to God, is at work, the enemy, glory to God, is fighting too. But America needs to wake up and realize that, glory to God, your mercy and your grace has even kept us from many things. But too many doors have been opened. That's why ISIS is trying to come in on the land and do all kinds of hideous things. And other doors have been opened because of rebellion and stubbornness. But God, we are praying for continued mercy. We are praying, Abba, Father, have mercy in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, glory to God, for being a righteous and a loving loving and a kind God. And we thank you, Lord, to God, for doors being opened. Go out through the power of prayer. We're praying that as the word go out and revival strikes the land, that people's ears will come open, their eyes will come open, their heart will change, and they'll be transformed in the name of Jesus. Because without you, God, we can do nothing, but through you, Lord, we can do all things. And God, we pray for our armed forces. We pray, Lord Jesus, bless our commanders in chief, the President of the United States. Give him wisdom, Father, as he makes the decisions. And even that one that's come in office now, God, we come against the forces of the enemy that will have flesh on parade or whoop my feelings and emotions. God, we're praying that it'll be a balance. We're praying that, glory to God, it will be a good support system around it. Ears to hear, glory to God, open up that heart. Change that heart that's hard-hearted, glory to God, of being able to hear God's word and his wisdom in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for the decisions that be made concerning our defense, glory to God, for our nation, for those, glory to God, that are walking in the armed forces, that God, that you will bless and protect them and shield them, that, glory to God, their lives won't be lost because of one man's decision or even, glory to God, even if it's, glory to God, several men, or even this, glory to God, whether it's Congress or glory to God, the government, or whoever. God, we're praying for wisdom, wisdom, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for each military force, God. We're praying, glory to God, for the generals, the admirals, and the officers of our armed forces. Bless, especially the men and women of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, the Coast Guards, and the other services that work hard to protect us, the U.S., in lonely places around the world. Thank you for the veterans who have sacrificed so much to protect our land and our freedom, surrounded our services, people with your love, your guard, your anointing, the military chaplains to preach your word with clarity and conviction so that many military personnel will know the Lord Jesus Christ. I beseech you in behalf of our nation and armed forces to protect us, that when a war cry threaten on our horizon, you will lead our people to pray. Fight for us, fight for the U.S., Lord, in fight for us. Lord, in the same way you fought against the Egyptians when Israel was oppressed by them, when our enemies pursue us, you will overtake them in Jesus' name. And we pray that, glory to God, that we will line up, that we'll be in a place, and glory to God, that you will, glory to God, fight on our behalf. So, God, we just pray against those forces that are doors that have been opened, and doors that have been opened because of bad decisions, or doors have been opened, glory to God, because of greed or whatever it may be. God, we're praying, have mercy. We're praying, glory to God, there will be a change and transformation. And the anointing, glory to God, will come in and destroy yokes and cause lives to change and turn around in the name of Jesus. We pray. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God. Is Pastor Tweedy on the line tonight? Pastor Tweedy there?
I'm on the line, but I ain't got no voice.
Oh, bless the Lord. We're going to go already open up now and start out. Start our prayers tonight for those, glory to God, that are standing in the need of prayer. We thank God for those prayers that have already gone forth, but we also want to also pray for the youth, because I did ask that. And since my sister's not online, that we have anybody available for prayer, God, I ask you to touch the youth right now. God, you know there's so many things that the enemy has offered and opened doors for to cause them to be in a place of confusion, and some, glory to God, have been yielding to temptation with illicit sex and drugs and alcohol and experimenting, and some, glory to God, have caught up in homosexuality, some have got caught up in gangbanging and playing, glory to God, with the demonic force of worshiping devils and other things, glory to God, that just rebellious and stubborn and agitated by life, and some been abused and accused and misused, and some, glory to God, have been caught up in incest because of the loved ones, and other ones, glory to God, are coming together. God, we know, glory to God, of who's at work behind this, but we ask you to save our youth, deliver them. Well, the enemy is trying to do everything he can and destroy their lives, even through suicide as well. We curse and cancel that assignment. Even the eye gates that have been opened through internet and all kinds of other things, glory to God, and even from bullying, and for others, glory to God, they have other influences over their lives, glory to God. We ask you right now, open up their eyes, open up their ears, bring an awareness, put people in that pathway that pray for them. We're praying, glory to God, even for the clergy and the ones that are in church, and they don't just go out trying to win souls outside and win other people's children and forget about what's in their house. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that we'll wake up and recognize what is going on at this hour, how the enemy is even using this demon, glory to God, of like a hairless spirit from time past to come in, glory to God, with abortions and destroy lives, and the other one is still a homosexual so the seed won't even produce and come forth. We plead the blood of Jesus, all the satanic forces of the lies and the glory to God, the doors that have been opened that caused them to yield to temptation and glory to God, some because they don't have the knowledge of Christ and some have backslidden and gone back out. But God, we are praying, glory to God, awakening. Some never knew the truth, God, but I'm praying, glory to God, for mercy. I'm praying even for those that with their morally good hearts that are reaching and trying to go out, bring our youth off the streets and let them know there's a better way to have life. Don't have to be cut off short, looking, glory to God, for love in all the wrong places, or glory to God, looking for mentors in the wrong fashion, in the name of Jesus, trying to get quick hit, glory to God, for funding or whatever, and coming to find out losing their life on the first time, or glory to God. We're asking you, Lord, have mercy. Bring them awakening, open their eyes, open their ears. Glory to God, we're praying for the believers that we will do our job as well as ones we can't reach, but we can pray, we can intercede, and there's some that we can reach. Don't be afraid because of what they look like, what they dress. And some, glory to God, don't even, what's in them is not what we're seeing on the outside. But we got to trust God to pray and seek out God's face so we'll know how to approach. We'll know what wisdom, what language to use to try to reach God. We're praying, glory to God, that we will stand up and have a standard in the name of Jesus. And we'll have a light and we'll be in a position and place that they can see that the mentors in their homes and the mentors, glory to God, in the body of Christ, and those, glory to God, that are trying to live holy and live right and glory to God so that way they can have something to look forward to and not just look at, glory, the superstars or look at a quick way to make some money or trying to look at glory to God, the movie stars and the athletes and this, that, and the other, and some lines of glory to God are just contrary. And we know if there's a few, maybe not that many, but there are some that's living holy and living right, but there's so many that are not. And so that's the ones, glory to God, the enemy have been focusing on. God, I'm praying for the awakening. I'm praying for awakening in the body, too, as well. So that glory, when they're trying to look for mentors in the house of God, they're seeing the world and still see, hey, I'm a little shout, instead of seeing you, God. I'm praying, glory to God, hallelujah, that you are blessed. I come against the foul spirits of the enemy that's using parents to destroy their children, that beating them down, and glory to God, bringing abuse, glory to God, the mental and also the physical, and some, glory to God, are raping their own children, and some, glory to God, are just killing their children, literally killing them, not just with their tongue, but actually, glory to God, murder, the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for these parents that are awakening to whatever got them so discouraged or hurt or even generation of curses or whatever. God, I'm praying, glory to God, let them turn their children over to somebody else before they bring any harm to God. I pray, deal with their minds, deal with their hearts. I'm praying, glory to God, for a change. Destroy, glory to God, the yokes that got their minds so twisted and turned up. Glory to God, I pray, awakening. I pray against every demonic force that got their mind, glory to God, tied up into things, glory to God, that shouldn't be, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, for some of these homes that got so much abuse in, that there'll be a change, a heart change. But if not changed, God, transfer those children out so they can have an opportunity and a chance in life. Pray for the parents, the grandparents, pray for the uncles and aunts, pray for the mentors in church, pray for those mentors that are out there, glory to God, have these programs and other things. Somewhere they can have a safe haven, glory to God, to be able to realize. And some, they just need to know that they have value in their life. They have value in their life. They don't have to be with mom or dad or whatever was going on in the streets or whatever happened, glory to God, in the family or whatever somebody said about them. God, I'm praying, will give them a heart and a mind to want better and to do better. Even in school with these influences that are causing some that were making A's, B's, and glory to God, all of a sudden now they have F's and D's or things are changing. God, pray for the parents to wake up. Pray, glory to God, for even the teachers to be concerned, glory to God, about the students, for the leaders to be concerned, and glory to God, not about just reaching a certain crowd or just glory to God, about trying to do it. Oh, but I'm praying, glory to God, that we as warriors to war in the spirit for our youth, war, glory to God, for others, but war also in our own home, glory to God, and don't make it so easy to go out and talk to others and preach to them and reach them and minister to them and don't want to deal with what's in our home. Some, glory to God, don't realize what's going on in their home, glory to God, because there's a perpetrator in there putting on a front, glory to God, in church or in whatever, and we don't want to recognize the truth of some errors that are taking place in our own home. God, bring discernment, and God, help us not to be in denial and justify Hallelujah. Glory to God, things that go on. In the name of Jesus, I'm believing you for change. I believe in you for healing. Believe in you for deliverance. Believe in you for revival. Believe in you, God, that you will bless us and keep us so we can be able to be in place to do what you require of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and I'm opening all the lines. But someone, please, please, in the background, whatever you're doing, would you just put your phone on mute, because I do have to open the line for everybody now that they have a prayer request, so we won't miss go to anyone by time. Just please, ma'am, please, please, someone check. Everyone can hear that noise. Check and see if you're doing anything in the background. And somebody left their phone and just, glory to God, just making noise in the background. I don't know what to say, but just to ask you, because I have to have the lines open to get the request, so I have to open the mic. So just everyone, please check your lines to make sure that we won't have this interference. So we don't want to give place to the enemy. We keep the prayers going and not have a problem. Because other times when we're not online, people go back and even listen to our prayers or pray. I mean prayer or even messages. So that's all I'm asking. Just be aware so that if you have something going on in the background, mute your phone. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
Now we want to take the prayer requests. Mother Freeman asked for prayer. We already know that's one of the prayer requests tonight for Mother Freeman. I know right now we want to pray continuously for Pastor Byrd. For Thanksgiving that morning about 6:30, her brother that we have been praying for that was in remission, doing great from that cancer that was on his body, that he ended up having congestive heart failure. And as soon as they were taking him to the hospital, he transitioned on. So pray for Pastor Byrd's brother. And we will definitely want to keep prayer for Pastor we pray for Pastor Dorsey. She was Pastor Daney, the one we've been praying for. Her husband had that miracle with the surgery, and now the doctors are getting sewing back up right now. He got two big, large tumors. It looked like his wife said, it looked like he's 6 months pregnant and so forth, and then they got some doctors don't want to touch it because whatever it is, the way it is, evidently it's really life-threatening. So pray for Pastor Daney's husband, Deacon Daney, and also Pastor Daney herself, her back and her knee from that accident. So they are challenged right now, going through some things and praying for the surgery for him too. Also pray for a sister, commonly this friend, Sister Shaka. She's having surgery on her vertebrae in her neck concerning her spine. So we're asking you, that's in the morning, tomorrow at 12 o'clock. So be praying throughout the night for her, Sister Shaka, for surgery, just say spine. But they got to go through her neck. And from my understanding, they're going to go through the front. So just be praying for the young lady. Those are the ones that I definitely want you to keep before the Lord to have now. And also Pastor Tweedy, you heard her tonight, Minister Mother Willett just was talking about how the other day her throat, and we asked her to speak, her and Mother Alexander, on the second Sunday of December. December. And she could hardly talk then, but she was so clear tonight. The enemy was still trying to come up against her throat. But she pressed through and brought forth a dynamic prayer. So continue to pray for those warriors, her and Pastor Tweedy, where the enemy didn't check that, coming up against their vocal cords. And he does that a lot with Pastor Dorsey. So we want to pray for those warriors that God bless out there on the field to be praying and teaching and preaching the word of God. The enemy don't like that. He don't want them speaking, he don't want them talking, because it's tearing down his kingdom. And those attacks that we will come against those forces, and even any attacks that will come against the prayer warriors, period. But he got all kinds of ways he comes indoors, and other things that might be going on behind the scenes in their lives too, as well as ours. We need to pray and keep each other covered, especially during the time we're warring and praying and standing in the gap. God's got us on this assignment for a purpose, and we got to be watchful and prayerful. So we want to pray for Pastor Tweed's throat and also anything else that God blesses in her. She's worn to cover her, Pastor Mother Rillette, and also for Pastor Dorsey. So those are the ones that I have now is Mother Freeman, Pastor Bird, for her brother, for that family, and also for Pastor Daney, her husband and her, and also a shocker for that spine surgery in the morning, well, at 12 o'clock tomorrow, Pastor Tweedy, Pastor Willett, and Pastor Dorsey. Now, who else has any prayer prayer requests for tonight? We're going to go ahead and write those down so we can cover everything.
This is Sister Willett. I want a special prayer for dear lady from my church, Sister Joanna Voorhees. She's apparently has had surgery. Well, not surgery, but she's had catheter put in for the incontinence issue. But we really just want to lift that family up and just pray for them and that God will turn around their situation and even for the entire body of Christ. Because like you mentioned, Minister Hubbard, that while I was on the phone, I had a coughing spell. So I just thank and praise God that we have victory in Christ Jesus,
yes.
And we are more than conquerors, and we are covered, praise God,
hallelujah,
the whole arm of God. So no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. But we want to lift
Amen.
Up the body of Christ and our loved ones and friends and family that are going through. But we're just going to stand in the gap, praise God, on behalf of the body of Christ and family members everywhere, because it appears the enemy is on a rampage. But you know what? We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
And he's able to do anything but fail. So we stand on, hallelujah, the word of God, and we expect, praise God, the victory, praise God. And by faith, we already have the victory. We plead the blood of Jesus against every distraction in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we want to lift up those that are going through problems like that. And apparently there's a lot of this issues with the voices and things like that, but that's just a distraction. That's the opposition, the enemy coming in. But the blood of Jesus against that devil. And we thank and praise God that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are not,
Amen.
Praise God. When we lift up the prayers and we stand in the gap and intercede, we can expect a move of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Any other requests before we begin to pray? Praise God. Praise God. My worries that I really want y'all to intercede. We're going to pray against the forces of the enemy coming against you all's throat. So right now, so I won't have to hold the line up any longer. I'm just going to go ahead and cover them because I don't want to be calling out any more names if they're not available. And that, and you all that can, I will ask Mother McCormick, since her voice is clear, that she will pray for Pastor Bird and her family and pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman and her body and whatever like this. God to bless and for any pain that's coming up against her body. So you go ahead and do those, and I'll just cover everything else so we won't hold the line up any longer because Pastor Tweedy and Pastor Mother Rillette right now, their voices are tied up within a little bit of an attack, and we want to pray for them. And so they already, they've been pouring out with other things and other people and even my sister tonight. So Mother McCormick, you go ahead and take Mother Freeman and pray for her body and pray for Pastor Bird and her family for bereavement for the brother going on to glory.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now, God, just calling on your name again, Lord Jesus. Just want to say thank you right now, Father. We pray for Pastor Tweedy, Lord God. We pray right now, God, for her neck, God. We ask you, God, to send forth your complete healing in her neck right now, Father God. We know that you see and we know that you know all things, all about this woman of God. And, God, we pray that you will give her that strength right now in her neck, God, that you will just continue to send your complete healing in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you, Lord God, to just hold her up on every side in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for Pastor Bird as they go through their bereavement. God, we ask you to comfort her, God, in her bereavement as she go through with the family, Lord God, that have lost her loved one, her brother, Lord God. We pray that you would just comfort her and let her know, God, that you're right there beside her, even though he may be gone on to glory. But, God, we pray that you will let her know that he's in a healthy place. He's in a better place. And, Father God, that he will have no more pain anymore. So, God, we pray that you, Lord God, would just give her an encouragement, God, and lift her spirit up and let her know, God, that you said in your word that you would never leave her nor forsake her, that you would be right there, even though she may be going through the bereavement, God, but let her know that you is right there beside her and you would never leave her. And so, God, we pray that you will put your loving arms around each and every one of them right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind up every spirit, anything that's not like God, that tries to come around the family as they go through their bereavement right now, Father God, that everyone would just take things just the way that they see it, that there won't be no confusion in the family or anything like that that would go on. But we pray that you would just continue to comfort them and let your love prevail all over them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, even Pastor Tweedy, Lord God, we pray, Lord, for her strength. We pray, Lord, because you said with your stripes that we are already healed. And so, God, we claim healing in her body in the name of Jesus. And, Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus because you have no authority over this woman of God, because she is a woman of God, a woman that teaches and preaches the word of God. And we just thank you right now, God, for what you're doing in her life right now. We pray that you will continue, Lord God, to shield and keep her covered with your blood as she go forward in this situation. And, Lord, we know it's going to work out. We know it's going to be fine. We know it's already done. And we claim it and we believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we do thank you for Mother Freeman. We thank you, Lord God, for touching this woman of God for 90 years, God, for being here on the earth realm, and no matter what the enemy has said or trying to do, help her to be encouraged to stay focused, God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching her body. We thank you for bringing her through that knee surgery. We pray against every attack of the enemy to try to bring the agitation and pain in her knee and her back or in her shoulders or try to take her sleep. We pray against the forces of the enemy that try to use those things to distract. I pray that you continue to stay focused and continue to press forward. Continue to go to God to rely on God's word and speak and decree what his word says. God, we pray against any force of the enemy that would even use some of this pressure to come up against any nerves, glory to God, in her leg or in her back or in her body in any way. We are praying for relief and release. And, God, if we touch and agree, let us continue to speak and decree and declare healing and deliverance every day in the name of Jesus, regardless of what the enemy is saying. God, we thank you also for Pastor Danny, God, for touching her husband, God, with this surgery and for this hernia. The enemy meant for evil, glory to God, you turn it around. Even though the doctors didn't do their job or whatever they did, we cancel that assignment of the enemy that has come against his body right now. We speak in life. We pray, God, that you will bless and minister to him and encourage him. We come against fear. We come against the death demon. We come against every demonic force that will come to rob him of life. God, we pray for the doctors when they do surgery. God, you give them a surgeon. God, will be precise and know exactly what needs to be done. We cancel any assignment, any other complications or problems or setbacks. Pray for his wife, God, as she's blessed and taking him back and forth to the doctor, taking herself back and forth. Pray for her back. Pray, glory for divine healing. Pray, glory for her knee. Pray for wholeness, God. Cancel every assignment of the enemy that's come against their bodies and come against that ministry and the things that you have called them to do. So, God, we pray healing and wholeness and encouragement in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, if there's any need of any finances, God, everything will turn around in their favor. We pray for Shackle, this young baby, glory to God, for her surgery in the morning. We come against any paralysis or anything with the enemy try to use, making sure that the doctors were precise on whatever they got to do in those vertebrae in the name of Jesus, that God, everything will line up in place. There will be no lust and line of blood on either one of those surgeries or anything that's going on with him or either with her. We're praying, God, that you bring her through and bring her out, cancel any fears that were trying to come in. I pray, glory to God, that you will bless, that you will strengthen the body, strengthen both of them, strengthen them, glory to God, that they'll be able to go in and come out, glorifying and magnifying the Lord. So, God, we're thanking you for a report that God, all is going to be well and there will be no more complications or problems in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for you to bless Pastor Dorsey, continue to touch her body and her neck as well, her vocal cords and the rest of her body and all those other attacks and the enemy that come against her. We cancel that in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to bless your people. We pray, glory to God, as mother, we let and ask for a prayer for a woman at her church, glory to God, that you would touch where she don't go through the surgery with the having that catheter in there. We're praying, God, there'll be a change and there, glory to God, will be deliverance that she'll not have to continue in the way that, in the manner that she had to go through with that body. We're praying, God, you do something supernatural on the other side of this. We know you do it divinely and you use even doctors, but we're praying miraculously. And anything else that is going to attack about, we bind up any infections and any complications or problem with any of them. In the name of Jesus, we're praying that you will bless and turn some things around in her family, their family situation. God, you know what they're in need of. You know what they're going through. We know they're in need of a Savior, a Deliverer, whatever it is, glory to God, that's happening in that house, in that family. God, we're praying, God, bring healing, bring wholeness. Bring peace, bring joy, glory to God, even with their finances or whatever it may be. But most of all, God, I pray you be the center of their lives. We pray for the body of Christ that she requested and for families. We're praying, glory to God, for healing and deliverance in these families. So much division and confusion and chaos. So many things, glory to God, that cause people to lose focus on you or either don't even have the focus of you, but losing sight, glory to God, on what it is to have a family and to be able to bond together. We're praying for unity. We're praying for change. We're praying for healing. We're praying for love. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for forgiveness. And even also in the body of Christ, some of those same things, we're praying, glory to God, there'll be a change. We're praying, glory to God, for hearts to change toward you, God. So if we love you, then we can love one another. We'll have the truth of God say in the name of Jesus. Praying, glory to God, to take out a heart of stone, bring a heart of flesh, and all the things that are causing people to deviate off the path. They will come back in alignment with your word. Praying and we thank you for the prayers that I already went for the body and all those others. We're praying for the prayer warriors and those that keep coming under the blood. God, bless, glory to God, for determination and strength and encouragement to keep focusing and to keep pressing forward and to keep pursuing. We pray for Sister Kincaid's brother, glory to God, that's been dealing with cancer as well. God, we're praying for his heart. We're praying, glory to God, for his mind. We're praying, glory to God, for that the attack on his body, that there will be a change and there will be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God, that he makes Jesus center of his life. Praying for his family. Praying, glory to God, for the chaos and confusion that comes up in the family too as well. God, we're praying for deliverance. We're praying for the family members to get saved too. Pray, glory to God, that the sister can be encouraged herself while she said that's the only brother left. All other family members, glory to God, for his brothers and are gone. But I pray, glory to God, that you will strengthen and encourage her while, glory to God, she's praying and standing together, believing God, glory to God, for her brother's deliverance in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for our children, our youth, our grandchildren, our CC, glory to God, you pray, God, that you'll bless and protect and shield. Pray for Sister Brenda, God. We believe in you for divine healing. Manifest any day, any time. Pray, glory to God, for Prophet Cindy, glory to God, as well. You touch her body and heal and bring deliverance. Pray for Pastor Adams, believing you for glory to God for her kidney. Believing Pastor Cooper for her grandson for her kidney. Pray, God, for your blessing, strength in their body. Cancel those signs of the enemy that keep trying to take their lives. God, restore and raise them up. And God, we give you the glory and praise. Pray for the family members and the loved ones. And glory to God, we just pray, God, you'll have your way. God, as we cast all these cares and these concerns back to you, help us to stay focused in spite of all the stuff we're seeing and hearing at this time, on the media, in the situations, glory to God, with our presence, in the things, glory to God, that was going on in the family, things that are going on, glory to God, with our things that are going on. Nevertheless, God, help us to know who you are. Our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Burning Bearer, our High Tower, our Strong Tower. You are, glory to God, the author of the finish, I'll say. You are our source of God. Help us to cast these cares and concerns because the enemy is doing his job. And he's, glory to God, trying to distract us and cause us to be off course and be like, glory to God, a ship without a sail, but he's a liar. God, we're praying for strength. We're praying for encouragement. We're praying that we bear one another, burden, strong burden, firmness of the week. Pray, glory to God, without ceasing. God, that we'll restore, be restored of our joy and our peace. And as we cast these cares, take on your love, take on your mercy, take on your grace. God, we will not let nothing cause us to be fearful and fretful. We'll just be wise as a serpent in gentleness, that we'll be able to listen, glory to God, to the voice of the Lord, how to go in and how to come out. We'll be able to keep our peace, glory to God, and stand, because we're in the world and not of the world, but greater is He on the inside of us than He is after us. So, God, as we keep looking to the hills of coming out of hell, we do realize it's coming from You. We need to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. Be steadfast, glory to God. Help us to get rooted and grounded. Glory to God. The more we seek out Your face, the more and more, glory to God, You'll prove Yourself in the midst. So, God, I'm praying, glory to God, against the spirit that caused people to be a deaf ear to Your word. I'm praying ears to come open, hearts to come open, that they can hear Your word, obey Your word, and submit to Your word, and a deaf ear to the things of the world and the things of the enemy and the things, glory to God, of enticement and seducing spirits. We curse and cancel those assignments. We're praying, glory to God, that flesh that's on parade, that it will recognize this flesh got to die. It cannot be on the throne. It cannot, glory to God, be in God's nostril. It stinks. We got to be in a place that it got to die daily. Help us, glory to God, to celebrate the progress God has already done in us, but just desire more of You, that this flesh can die, then You'll be glorified and magnified in the name of Jesus. We thank You for the blood covering and the protection as we go in and out on a daily basis. We need Your help and Your protection and Your shield. Thank You for those angels being encamped. Thank You for Your healing power and Your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, our minds to serve You. So help us to stay in that word get in us. And glory to God, for we're speaking the creed what Your word says. In the name of Jesus, and live accordingly, without any shame, against the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we love You today. We appreciate You, and we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
You. Oh, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
Oh,
this right here, night, glory to God. I'm telling you, it's a little different, but if everybody can just come together, we celebrate Jesus in all kinds of different ways, glory to God. But if we can just give some praise to Him tonight for His great and mighty act, to glorify and magnify Him, glory to God, we can worship in one spirit and one truth.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Your name. Oh, when I think of Your goodness, God, and Your mercy and Your grace, and all that You've done, what You do, God, we want to celebrate You and glorify You. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We will lift our voice, glory to God, to You. Hallelujah. You are definitely You in the name of Jesus. You are so noble that You do it. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, glory to God. We exalt You, Lord. We give You glory and praise.
Hallelujah.
We thank You in the name of Jesus. Thank You for being our Savior. Thank You for being our deliverer.
Thank You
for being our
healer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank You for being our
Lord. Thank You for how You work it out right now.
We thank You for
being
our Savior. We thank You for being our healer.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus'
name. In the name of God. What a mighty God we serve, oh God. You awesome, God. You worthy, you worthy, oh God. You God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Of the Lord that had a rich making no soul, and he continued to manifest in you all's lives. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So good night and so long.
Praise God. Much
Lord.
God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Minister Hubbard. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise
give God
Jesus.
Glory. We give him praise.
Amen.
Oh, I love you, Lord. I thank you for the visitation. It's been marvelous. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Ah, glory. So long. Good night. Praise you, Jesus.